His show is tied to Risky Teen Sex. Mark Maron.
Risky Teen Sex. Yeah. Yes. That's that article about that. They say that depressed teens are more likely to have risky teen sex, right?
What other type of teen is there but the depressed?
Yeah, and there's some more in that article about how sex is, they can't decide whether, there's a lot of reasons they give for why they think depressed teens would have risky teen sex. I found the article kind of interesting.
Those are depressed teens who take risks.
But depressed adults as well have risky sex. Anyways, it's an argument I have with my father. Maybe we'll discuss it later. Okay. How's that for a tease? Huh? An argument I have with my father about risky sex because of depression. Huh?
Sounds like my childhood.
Yes, exactly. It is my childhood. Wait for that. That voice, of course, you know and love. It's our entertainment correspondent who lives here in Hollywood. She's not so new to Hollywood anymore. She's been here a little while. She is an old hand at entertaining. She works as a prostitute here in town and internationally around the world.
Global
prostitution.
That's right.
Welcome, Svetlana Meskimishvili. Exactly. I got it that time.
That's finally. After 17 years, you're finally getting it right.
Did you hear it? So what's going on?
Well, it's good to see you, Mark. Uh-huh. I'm a little upset. This is our last show. But
I'm upset.
You know, I had a rough week. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm more orange than usual.
Very tan.
Yes. Yeah. Arnie suggested I go to tanning salon for my trip to Florida. Now I look like I have scurvy.
Arnie, as in our governor, Arnie?
Yes, of course. He's always a nice cocoa shade. Yeah. He's like, Svetlana, you are deflecting light. Go get some tanning spray.
Did he pay for it?
No, he doesn't know. Please,
really?
Mark. No, I don't like favors. I pay for services. I don't pay for advice.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
All right. I get you.
I'm afraid clients will complain. It's like having sex with tangerine. You know what I mean?
I cannot
afford to lose any clients now. With you going off the air, you were my bread and butter.
Yeah, I know. I pay so well.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Yeah. You paid me peanuts. Even that is overstatement.
Right.
But this is sad. This is hard. For me, I have severe abandonment issues, Mark.
Okay,
you know, why do you think I'm hooker? You think I came from well-adjusted, functional childhood?
I didn't think so.
No. My father left us for some ugly Uzbek cow when I was 4. My mother left us when I was 5. And my sister left me on steps of Kremlin when I was 15.
Wow. That's quite a story.
In a little straw basket covered in beets.
Aww.
Yes, it was sad. It was sad. But, you know, Mark, it had happy ending. Gorbachev took me in, let me make nicey-nice on his big stain on his head, and I learned the tricks of trade.
From Gorby, huh?
Gorby, yeah. How do you know? Well, he always told me, Svetlana, be prepared. World leaders are horrible lovers. And he was right.
Uh-huh.
This exception of King Jong-il.
Who would have known that?
Who is kinkiest guy this side of Japanese porn.
I bet that's true.
Yeah. Yes, I stopped seeing him years ago. He got fat and ugly. I tell you, you used to look like Paul Newman.
Wait, Kim Jong-il used to look like
Paul
Newman?
Very handsome. And what an ass.
It's
all gone downhill.
Isn't he 2 feet tall? Am I wrong?
It depends on your angle.
You can fit him in the pocket,
when
right?
When you're on your knees, everybody's taller.
Right, you know what I mean? Okay, did you see any movies?
I did. Oh, it's getting uncomfortable for you.
No, I'm
suddenly
okay.
You're getting prudish, Mark.
A little.
I say on your knees. We played Scrabble. What are you talking about?
I don't know whether it was the on your knees or on your knees in front of Kim Jong-il that was disturbing.
Both, probably. I did see a movie. I saw Scanner Darkly was the first movie I saw.
Uh-huh.
And I fell asleep after 5 minutes of animation and Keanu. It's a deadly combination. I swear this guy could make living as a hypnotist. His voice is more potent than Vicodin.
Okay, so you didn't like that one.
No, but then I saw Superman.
Okay, well, I saw that too.
You like?
I did. You?
Okay. Well, you know, Jeb took me.
Jeb Bush?
Yes, of course.
You were in Florida?
Yeah, I went. I told you. I had a little weekend getaway in Boca.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
He paid, but didn't pay for popcorn.
Oh,
he
bastard.
Bought himself some Twizzlers and went straight to see it. Selfish bastard.
Yeah.
You know, I have to be honest, Mark. I had nothing to say about this movie. It was kind of bland. I mean, nothing happened. Superman is super guy.
Yeah.
You know, no flaws, no mistakes, no vices. His only flaw is he has no sexuality or talent. That's about it. Other than that, he's a solid guy. Big size. And that girl, what's her name? Kate Bosworth.
Is Bosworth? Bosworth.
Bosworth,
yeah.
Yes. All I could do was stare at her forehead. Huge.
Yeah, I didn't notice that. But maybe
because they cut the shots every time half of her forehead is out of the shot.
Oh, is that
it's
why?
Awful. Yeah, of course.
Because it's that big.
It's too distracting.
It's like the kid in Mask. Yeah.
That's sad. That's a little sad. And no sex scenes. What is superhero movie without sex, Mark? It's ridiculous. You might as well be playing with flaccid action figures.
You know, it's weird. You're right. I didn't notice that.
There's a little booty, you know, with the tights.
Yeah. There's no sex scenes and also no one really dies except for three
happens.
Bad guys.
Nothing happens.
Huh. The music was good and it was all right.
But that Kate Bosworth, she's skinny like popsicle.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I thought men don't like skinny.
Yeah,
right.
I'm not big on the skinny.
No, I don't think anybody likes skinny. And you know, Kate Winslet, she's normal weight.
She's great.
Yeah. She's great. Client. Her husband is also very nice. They like to do fun stuff with me in the theater.
Oh, really?
It's kinky for them. I do Shakespeare. You want to hear?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that these two solid flesh would melt, so and resolve itself into a new. That's Hamlet.
That's tremendous.
It's Hamlet.
I would like to see more of that.
I'm doing As You Like It in the community Kazakh theater or somewhere. I'm kidding. I think you're making that up.
Yeah.
Speaking of pretentious Europeans,
okay,
though,
yeah.
You watch final game of World Cup.
I don't understand soccer. I don't understand the appeal.
We've been through this. It's fantastic game. Italy-France was like the battle of the hairstyles.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's like flowing locks on the Italians, and the French were all black with shaved heads.
Yeah.
Except for Zidane, who I guess you didn't watch, but he turned out to be a putz with the headbutt in the last 6 milliseconds of the game.
Yeah.
Classy guy, headbutted Italian. Suddenly he turned out to Mike Tyson.
Now that's a guy that's been at it for years, right?
And he's 34 years old. He's a different because he's so classy. He's a family guy.
Uh-huh.
Let down his team.
It was disappointing.
And he's not client, so I don't care.
So he butted a guy in the head and hurt him?
No, not in the head, in the sternum.
Oh.
Yes, very painful to watch.
Because
I don't know what he said. He probably didn't say to him, great ass buddy. Probably not what he said to him. You know, they exchanged words, but it wasn't that.
Yeah.
I'm happy Italy won. So I've always had a very hard time with French clients. Let me tell you, Le Pen was a nightmare.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I serviced him 15 times before he realized I was Russian.
Uh-huh.
Then he told me to leave. He says, I don't take sexual favors from immigrants. I told him you are an idiot. I kicked him in the testicles with my stiletto and walked out.
Wow.
Yeah, he couldn't move for 6 weeks.
Now, what about other international types?
Well, look, you know, Italy is fantastic. Yeah. The Germans are no walk on the cake.
Yeah.
They're not. Merkel is high maintenance. And it's like you wouldn't believe. She always wears this huge granny underwear. I tell her, Merky,
I'm
a kleine Merky.
Yeah.
Please, for me, go to Victoria's Secret. Buy something more feminine. It's hard for me to get excited.
Maybe you should bring her something.
Well, I do, but I never get the right size. It's so hard to gauge sizes.
Yeah, sure, I get
you know?
It. Yeah, yeah.
Look, I'm not the client, but I have to enjoy experience. Otherwise, I can't do a good job.
Is that true?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. That's unique, I think.
That's why I'm up in the upper echelons.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the Italians are great. What they can do with a cannoli, unparalleled.
Wow.
Unparalleled. Fun with food. Fun with food, Mark.
Okay.
Yeah, but I am actually going away for a few weeks next week to the Middle East. I'm being sent on a peace mission.
Uh-huh.
I got a call from Syrian president, you know, Bashar al-Assad.
Sure, sure.
He's crying to me, Svetlana, please tell him to stop bugging me. I said, who is bugging you, Bashi Mushi?
Uh-huh.
He likes when I say Bashi
Mushi.
Bushy,
yeah, uh-huh.
His father was the same way.
Yeah.
He said, the Palestinians, he said, and the Israelis, they are calling me, they want me to help them, and I don't know what to do. Poor guy, not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Yeah, he
this
doesn't
guy.
Look very
no.
smart. Yeah.
I told him, Mushi, stay out of it. You know?
Yeah,
no
sure.
matter what you do, they're going to keep killing each other, so stay in your big palace in Damascus with your cheesy furniture.
Yeah.
Horrible taste. Everything mother of pearl inlay, horrible. Gold coating on the toilet seats. I mean, horrible. He told me, the Israelis, they're hovering over me with helicopter. I'm scared. I said, you putz. You're talking to me about helicopters flying over your house. I live in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I have four helicopters landing in my living room every night. Don't be such a
Yeah.
Go rent the movie Heat. You know, Michael Mann. Learn what it's helicopters.
I've been to the Middle East. You're right about the cheesy taste. Now all of a sudden I'm talking about me. You go ahead.
Yeah, but no, please, please. The point is, Mark, it's hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm no expert, you know,
but
the way I see it, on one hand, you have professional victims.
Sure.
On the other hand, you have professional aggressors.
Yes.
Israel has power trip. You know, don't mess with us. We may be small, but we have lots of high-tech companies and we can blow your neighborhood.
Right. Yeah.
Right? You tell Israel has bad hockey team, they bulldoze your house down.
That's right.
They don't even have hockey team. You know what I mean?
On the other
hand, we have professional victims. The Palestinians blame Israel for their caca, never take responsibility. Not only that, Mark, the Arabs, they blame Israel for everything in the world.
Uh-huh.
Some putz farts in Dubai, they blame the Zionist regime.
Right, sure.
You know, everything to them is Zionist fault. Ahmed, you are ugly. Is Zionist fault.
Right.
Nijma, you're failing math class, is Zionist fault.
I sense some politics coming in.
No, this, absolutely not. You know, what are you going to do? I'm trying to prepare so I can speak up when I'm there. You know what
I
mean? Oh, but you know, Mark, I am a little late. There is a cookout at Warren Buffett's
today?
House. Can you believe it's bring your own meat?
How is that possible?
I said to him, Warren, if you're not so cuckoo, you'd have some money left to buy produce.
He's in the poorhouse,
huh? He's crazy. His children, both clients, both coaches, called me in panic. I told them, don't worry. One night with me and Warren will have new press conference.
Okay.
Bill and Melinda will not be happy with such is life. I think they will survive with their $900 bazillion.
Yeah, so Bill and Melinda, they're not clients.
No, please. They're not sex. They're androgynous.
Yeah.
Saving the world is not worth $900 bazillion.
Yeah, I hear you.
A new tube top.
That is priceless.
Eh? You like that campaign? I like that campaign.
You're too tough.
Anyway, Mark, you know, I do have to go and pack and get rid of this tan somehow. Maybe I don't know. But I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
I love you. I lust after. I think you're attractive in a very edgy, Jewish-y way.
Really?
Yes.
So, and you're Jew as well, right?
Well, I'm part. I'm 16 different parts.
Oh, yeah, of
course. My parents were also very active, so to speak.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know how to say goodbye. I mean,
it's
I guess the best thing I could... do you want a free one?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mark, you and your wife. I know, and I'll take everybody here in the studio. You guys are fantastic. You have been so good to me. Everybody right here near the microphone. I've never done it on green carpet.
I guess we're going to have to take a long break right now.
Oh, you are optimistic. I like that. These guys that talk big, they suddenly 6 seconds later back on. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Svetlana.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks to everybody.
All right. So we'll be back momentarily. And, boy, that got me in a good mood. And everybody ready? Andy, close off. Everybody, close off. Let's do this.